Australia's highest court on Wednesday recognized the existence of a third, quote, non-specific gender that is neither male nor female. The High Court issued the decision in the case of a man who had had sex reassignment surgery but did not wish to identify as either male or female after his operation. The law only covers those who have undergone such surgery. The General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, Father Brian Lucas, told Vatican Radio that the ruling does not touch on the Church's right to not recognize gender change in conformity with the Church's teachings.
The question of discrimination always gives exemptions to churches with respect, for example, to ordination. I've personally, in my pastoral ministry, dealt with that precise case of a person who presented and was wanting to explore the question of ordination, having had that surgery. And look, these matters have to be dealt with extraordinary sensitivity. You're dealing with a person who, in terms of their own psyche, their own human well-being, is very needy and vulnerable, and so the matters have to be handled with great sensitivity. There would be no issue in the law in Australia that would require a church to recognise that particular situation for the purposes of ordination. The only other matter that does create some particular issue and that needs to be further investigated are questions of the validity of marriages. And again, the church law, as I understand the situation in the various states of Australia and the Commonwealth Marriage Act, would not require churches to enter into a marriage ceremony in circumstances where that gender issue was at stake.